This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
All right, you are tuned in to 92.7 FM WMDX. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandi Grayson, and my co-host for the day,
April Kigeya, even though you can't see me.
Uh-huh, but you can see herself in the TikTok. So anyway, thank you guys for joining us. Today, I'm so excited to be back in the studio. I have so much stuff that I want to talk to you guys about. And big ups to Civic Media, who's going to eventually give me more than 60 minutes on the air. Right, Luke? Right, Luke? Are you advocating for me? Not the silence.
Advocating for
more time. I need more time.
I know. We're looking at the 2025 weekend programming.
Okay, because this is not enough. Because I be wanting to invite guests.
I
be wanting to get all the tea. Yeah. I be wanting to go investigative.
We got to make sure that April and Clyde, show up on a consistent basis.
We don't even need them.
No, I know. Really, Luke, you two?
What? Who said that? That wasn't me.
Oh, no. I feel attacked.
I need my white boy advocating for me. You hear that, Sage? Luke said he's on my side. Okay, anyway, let's get to the tea. Today I want to discuss, there's a lot in the news. First, I want to acknowledge the victims of the shooting that occurred in Madison over this week at Abundant Christian School. It happened Monday. I was shocked to hear about it. Nothing but sadness. I just have no words for it. And all the people that are impacted, the parents, the teachers, and specifically our children, right? We often think of Christian schools or private schools as predominantly white schools. And this might sound crazy, you guys, but somehow some people think because it's all white or supposedly all white that there's less compassion or consideration should be given. So that, in my opinion, is not true. Children were harmed. And the person who committed the tragedy also harmed themselves. And that person was a kid. And I know that there's a lot of rumors and gossip about this particular individual. And regardless of all of it, right or wrong, what's justifiable or not, this person was 15 years old and obviously in pain. Today on the show, we're going to talk about the difference between white pain and black pain, because, we always have to bring it back to what it looks like or compared to black people in the black community, especially locally, because there's always politics at play, and especially around tragedies. It's like every opportunities. Every person that likes to be in front of the camera shows up and just tries to, I don't know. And Madison loves people like that.
Because they want to be in front of the camera.
But we love people. Like, if you're a person who's a narcissistic personality, and you, I don't even know how to say it.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I guess what I'm trying to say, Madison loves fake people. Maybe that's the best way I can say it, but we'll talk.
Maybe performative?
Performative? Yeah, there's the word. Yeah.
There you go, Luke.
See, there's my translator.
I got you.
Our producer
coming in with the win. The save, amen. So we're going to talk more about the performativeness around this shooting and all the scams, too. So you guys be careful who you're donating to. So we're going to get back to that. Also, I want to talk to you about this oil spill that happened in November that I didn't even see on the news. Did you hear about it?
Oh,
like 70,000 gallons of oil spilt into the land in Jefferson County between Madison and Milwaukee, I believe it is. So,
what?
Yes, 60,000 of oil, and they knew the thing was broken. So I just, again, more politics, more people with lots of money who don't give a darn about us. Also on the news, last week we talked about Charles Mandazi. Well, I can't say this man's name. Charles Mandazi, who is currently an alder person on the City of Madison Common Council and has been arrested for domestic violence. And there's been a lot of conversations on social media and other conversations and even conversations conversations within city council that has been, for lack of better words, rooted in sexism, misogyny, the hate of women, and this love for abusive men, and how we will victimize the victim over and over again and act like we're not doing that. And I also want to acknowledge all the women that have come forth. It's 7 women total. He has been charged with kidnapping, physical violence,
strangulation,
breaking and entering, all kind of stuff. Yeah, this man has been charged with. So we're going to talk about that today, and all the folks who have supported him and continue to support him. And this is a perfect example where race makes no difference. So today, in connection with that conversation, we're going to talk about white people and black skin, and especially those who sit on the city council. I said what I said, and I mean what I mean, okay? I'm so tired of y'all. I am so tired of how y'all be just placating to the bull crap. And some of y'all is elders. Like, y'all should know better. I would think y'all was around with the civil rights movement and otherwise, but I have come to find that our elders who have, not all of y'all, big up to the people who have done the work in our community and continue to do the work. Not saying all of us, because some of us are really good people and do it from the place of love. But there are some people that currently sit on our city council, and white, black, white people. It's a couple of y'all. And I'm going to name you today because I'm so tired of y'all. So anyway, moving on. So we're going to talk about that. I didn't say it, Luke. I did not say it. I said,
Right, you're going to get in trouble for cussing this time, not me.
You're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson. Don't mind me today. I'm a little heated. Also, we're going to talk about the charter school that's coming to Madison, the proposal. Yeah. So we're going to get into that discussion. Oh, what another show that's been that took place the other day. I think it was Tuesday.
It was when,
so. Ooh. Wait, what the?
I don't remember. It was a couple of days ago.
Where's today? Well, okay, don't matter. It was this week. Yeah. And there was an engagement session with the McKinseys, who are funding this project, along with Oscar was on it. Oscar, what is Oscar's last name? He was the Morales. Yeah, Morales? Oscar, yeah. Morales. He was the ED of Omega Schools. He sat on the panel. They brought in some guy named Jeffrey. He looks like Jeffrey from Fresh Prince. Y'all remember? You remember Jeffrey from Fresh Prince?
I'm not doing this with you. I'm not.
Y'all remember Jeffrey from Fresh Prince? He was the house person, but that dude looked just like him. He was like 4'8", 4'9", from Ohio, Cleveland.
Which is irrelevant.
No, because y'all need the whole... y'all need
See,
the
now
whole
you just being messy.
I am. I'm being petty, right. too. I'm so bothered.
Come on.
So, okay, move me along, April. Thank you, friend. Be in my mirror. So this guy, Jeffrey, I don't know who is this. Jennifer Jeffrey. I don't know his name. But... So anyway, he's from Cleveland, Ohio. He was supposed to facilitate the conversation. We don't know who he is. He
no,
didn't know.
LaTanya was supposed to facilitate.
Well, there was two facilitators. There was LaTanya and then him. And then the McKinseys. And then Oscar was on the panel.
Corinda.
And then Corinda came in, but I was gone. She was about an hour,
oh, right.
20 minutes.
Left.
I had already left.
Had
so
already
she
left.
Was there. So we're going to talk about that T2 and my experience from my perspective, and just the whiteness of it all, and how people known as black in this community placated to the money in the room, which is probably why I don't do well in Madison as it relates to being invited to these spaces. I don't know why the hell they invited me anyway. They were out their minds. So we're going to talk about that. But before we get into all the tea of all those topics, because I've been talking about all what we're going to cover, let me check in with my girl, April Kageya, who sits on the county board, supervisor, district
15.
Look, she wasn't even excited. 15.
Because you should know this by now.
I can't remember. Oh, it's a lot of information, April.
Oh, but you
forgive
sure remember
me.
All that information, but
I
whatever.
I did, because I'm ready.
Clearly. I see where your priorities are.
Okay, so you tell me. How are you doing, boo-boo?
I'm good. We were talking about this for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Not really excited. That's not the right word. But
okay.
I'm looking forward to this conversation because it's a lot of messiness, a lot of trauma, a lot of stuff that's happening in our community all at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and there's one narrative, and I think there needs to be other narratives shed on it. So
yeah,
we're going to get into it.
Absolutely. We're going to do all of that. And me, I'm doing okay today. It's been a heck of a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It's the end of the year for us. Where I am the CEO of Urban Triage, a nonprofit organization. So we're on this fiscal January to December. So at the end of the year, we get all these audits, all these open records requests, all these last minute contract requests, all these folks who want to catch us up or something. It's just weird. Like, they ask us for for the dumbest things. Hey, you have a receipt. There's a charge for $2 that you asked us to reimburse. Can you find that receipt from 1995? It's $2.35 from PB, okay? It's probably some bread, or I don't know what it is, but...
business for you.
So anyway, that's what we've been doing all week, trying to catch up on all the little not little because it's big tasks, a lot of administrative tasks before we go on break. Urban Triage is closed from December 23rd through January 3rd, returning January 6th. So if you need services, housing services, emergency services, and you're trying to reach Urban Triage, please feel free to email us at info@urbantriage.org. That's info@urbantriage.org. We will be checking our emails and responding to matters that are of urgency. So even though we're closed, I'm always at work. So I will be in the office working along with my director of programming. So shout out to all our executive folks who have to work during the vacation. And I also encourage them to...
What?
They do. Because the work still continues. They get to have days off still, but there's so much we have to prepare for. We can't just like not go to work, right? But the positive thing is I won't be back to back in meetings like I am every day of my life. So I have the opportunity to actually catch up on paperwork, administrative, and contract things, which is a lot of work for Urban Triage. So big up to our staff that'd be working over the weekend. I mean, the vacation, they will get double pay because you know that's how we do. We do take care of our folks however we can. And we are still looking for staff for our overnight position at our transitional housing residents located on the north side of Madison, looking for 2 part-time people. We're interviewing people, but it's just, I just want to make sure we have the right folks, young folks, people maybe in college and fellowships looking to work with vulnerable populations. Our house will start off with 3 people max. So 3 teenagers or young people, I'm sorry, not teenagers, but young folks who are transitioning from foster care into their life, right? So they'll be at the transitional house. We'll provide wraparound support, and then we'll help them get stabilized in permanent housing, helping them do all the job readiness stuff, personal and trauma recovery stuff. So, you know, apply at urbantriage.org, urbantriage.org. So yeah, I'm bigging up me before we get into all this tea, because we got a lot of tea to discuss. Is there anything you want to big up right now?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay, because April be on some bull crap anyway. Y'all, no, you know.
What's that mean?
Okay, you guys, you are listening to 92.7 FM, and she is supposed to be getting ready for her wedding, and she is not doing that. And now we're like 8 months out, and I haven't gotten any updates. I haven't gotten anything relating to her wedding. So that's what I mean. She'd be on some bull crap. You know, I'm really a doer. So if you're my friend and you want me to do something, show up and be there, I need the information up front so we can be properly prepared. Okay. So that's what I mean. She'd be on some bull crap, but we'll get to her.
And Luke wonders
later.
Why I don't show up.
See?
I didn't say I didn't wonder why. I don't wonder why you don't show up. I just know that you're not here. That's all. There's a difference.
Luke is like, I watch her attack you. I feel attacked for you, April. I know that's why you don't show up and be the co-host. So anyway, you guys, you want to stay tuned for the tea. We're going to talk about that guy, Charles Mandizi, whatever his name is. Whatever his name is. Alder person, the domestic abuser, the violent person. We're going to check the people who have been trying to check the victims. We're tired of it. We're going to talk about the new charter school and the school shooting. And let's talk about all the black people in white skin or the white people in black skin. You're tuned into the Black Conversion Show. We'll be back in a jiff.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, your hostess with the mostest is back, Brandi Grayson on 92.7 FM, WMDX. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show with my co-host,
April Kigea.
All right, we're going to get right into it. We want to talk about your guy, Charles Mandizi.
Name on
I don't know his name. What's his name, April?
Mandizi.
I think.
I don't know. Shoot.
Luke can't stand
you. Sorry,
yes.
Luke. Sorry, Luke.
Okay, y'all, let's talk about this guy. So he is an Alder person. He's been in office for a few years, right? When was he elected? Like
2 years ago, maybe?
Was it two years ago? All I know is he beat my girl, Rebecca Kimball, out of the seat. She was the incumbent, and he won. And I was absolutely in disbelief that they chose this underqualified man. Now, y'all know I'm always pro-black. Black, black, black car, black dog. I'm lying. My dog brown.
That's okay. All right.
Black shoes. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. So anyway, some Tims, but okay.
When you're a liar and get caught. But anyway, so he's a black man. He's an older person. And I, you know, I'm usually for black people, hands down, 100%. But I was never for this black man. And the reason being is because he, my take on him is that he was ignorant, you know, and was mediocre. And he did not have a solid analysis around white supremacy and or what was needed for people known as black and vulnerable people. And when he was running against my girl, Rebecca Kimball, I was like, my girl, Rebecca, is more qualified than him because I've worked with her. And of course, white people, we're not all perfect in our political views or stands, but I really respected the work that she was doing on the North Side and her support of social justice. And then y'all elected this
man.
And this particular man-child, has been allegedly, because you can't, you know, we don't have facts, but we know facts. Well, he has been accused by seven women of domestic violence, right? He is currently in Dane County Jail. I don't know if
he
was released. Oh,
yep,
Lord.
On a signature bond. He's out.
They didn't release this man on signature bond. So he is charged with 8 felonies, including burglary, committing battery, substantial battery, 3 counts of strangulation and suffocation. The online records show that he was handed a signature bond. Well, there you go, with an initial appearance this Monday. And according to the complaint, Gloria Reyes, old deputy mayor, ex-deputy mayor, she also just ran for mayor last term. Mm-hmm. And she's also was a police detective, I believe, with the Madison Police Department. She was also the ED of Briar Patch. So she's held a lot of different positions.
And former school board president.
And former school board president of MMSD. So she's been a community leader and voice for a long time. And I know she was in a relationship with this man for a few years. And I want to speak particularly about this. So according to the records and the documents, the incidents of abuse occurred during her relationship with him between 2008 and 2021. Now, also during this
2018, right?
Yeah, 2018. My bad. 2018 and 2021. And during this time, also last year, another woman came forward, Michelle. Two women came forward, and they must have been messing with the guy afterwards or during, but you know
there
how
was
that
a little
is.
Overlap.
You know how that go.
Yeah.
And people be messy. But anyway, they also claimed abuse from this man. And at that time, our community like shut them down. They were like, no way, you guys are always coming against black men, mm-hmm. and this is just unheard of. And then when Gloria came forward in her Madison 365 article, let's just shout out Gloria Reyes for being brave and
absolutely.
Her courage. Sis, I stand with you. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for being the voice. I know how hard it had to be to share just that is personal, right?
Yeah.
And then when you're a leader in the community and seen as a voice of the community, often we have a different expectation of leaders than we do ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So some people on social media and other platforms have been criticizing Gloria for the fact that she showed up and she came forth now and has really accused her of being responsible for him being an older person and that claiming that he only became an older person because of his relationship to her and her connections and how she should really be ashamed of herself for allowing this abusive man to take office.
Which is disgusting.
What's your thoughts around that, April? You know, because I could go on, but you go ahead, April.
First of all, Gloria, like the fact that you even had to come forward, number one, because that's a very private and personal thing. And she experienced so much trauma in and of itself mm-hmm. during that time. And the fact that she had to come out and relive it mm-hmm. just to prove a point is number one, shows what's wrong with our society. Number two, I don't understand how there's all this victim blaming. Like, she literally is the victim. She sent pictures. She had emailed herself in real time when things were happening. Mm-hmm. Pictures, dates, here's what happened today, whatever. All that was sent in. But yet now it's her fault because she's exposing him.
It's always our fault.
Like,
and that's why women don't want to come forth.
And that's exactly mm-hmm. why there's a lot of unreported mm-hmm. domestic abuse.
Mm-hmm. Because the thing about it, this was sickening, and I'm going to digress and I'm going to come back real quick. Again, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. We are talking about Charles Mendezi, whatever his name is. He's an older person accused, charged with 8 felony counts of domestic abuse, burglary, and strangulation. I'm going to digress and point out this thing that I heard the other day on BBC? That news station about this dude in France, in Europe, who was giving his wife drugs and allowing men to come into their home and rape her. Have y'all heard of that?
I heard about that this morning.
Over 50 men slept with his wife unconsciously, and she had no idea. Yep. And the way that she discovered it was by going through his phone on accident, because he recorded it and took pictures. And that's how she found out that her husband had set her up to be raped. But one of the most scariest things is that the men that were raping her at night, and they can only validate 50, but they think it was well over 100, right? But the reason they were able, the men that was doing the acts lived in their neighborhood. So it was 100 men, almost 100 men that lived in proximity of her neighborhood that participated in raping this woman for years, y'all. So I point that out to say that our society, whether you're talking about the United States or otherwise, is rooted in misogyny and patriarchy. So when we talk about men and the hate of men and the rape culture and the discrimination towards women, it's real. And it's scary that she could live in a neighborhood where almost 100 men would agree to rape her.
Right.
And then they come back and say, yeah, I raped her, but I thought it was okay. It's sick. It's crazy. So let's get back to Charles, right? So when we say, how can people make her the victim? Y'all really hate women anyway. And that's why women, that's why Kamala lost. You know what I mean? Like, we hate women. And we specifically hate Black women. And then we hate brown women next to Black women. Well, actually, Native American, Indigenous women next to Black women. But that's a whole nother conversation. But I just want to say to everybody who is making Gloria the problem, that real life, you're the problem, and that you really need to look at yourself and look at how you see women. Now, some people are having multiple conversations in one. Oh, she should have did this as a leader. She should have did that as a leader. Unless you've walked in someone's footsteps or done the work or accomplished what they have accomplished, sit down and shut up. And another thing I want to point out is people are mad at her because they're saying, like, as a leader, when she was running for mayor, she should have said something.
That's her personal business.
Y'all would have ate her up. And ain't no way y'all would have been like, oh, she's a strong, endurable woman by allowing herself to be abused. Y'all accuse us for being abused all the time. And then a woman in leadership, you're seen as weak and all kind of stuff to allowing her. You let your man do this. Do you really let men abuse you?
And then if she would have brought it up then, they would have been like, oh, you're just trying to get sympathy votes.
That part.
So it's a lose-lose situation.
Or you're trying to bring down another Black man.
Right.
So let's continue this conversation in a minute, and let's talk about this charter school that they proposed to come to Madison, led by rich money, rich white people, for the hope to Captain Save Black children. You're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. You want to stay for this tea with your girl, Brandi Grayson, hostess with the mostest, and
April Kigaya.
We'll be back in a jiff.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
In the bedroom with 92.7. You are tuned in to the Black Conversion Show with our sexy DJ on the other end. Look,
right? You trying to put us to sleep with that music?
I was just playing a little Chance. Okay. All right, I'll get some more upbeat Chance next. I'm sorry. My bad. My apologies.
Look, I was about to start
from before.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Okay,
don't
do that. All right, thank you guys for tuning back in. Prior to break, we were talking about your boy, Charles Madudu. He is the alder person.
Don't be disrespectful, Brandy. Come on.
What is his name?
Mandazi.
He's already disrespected us all.
No, I understand.
Okay, so Mandazi. Okay, so anyway, prior to the break, we were talking about him and his charges, right? He's facing 8 counts of felonies. I want to bring up the article that's posted on, April?
Tome Madison.
And they're describing the consensus or the response or the reaction of other council people to him. So they wanted, or they were trying to vote. What were they voting on, Luke, that day?
Looks like they were voting on a resolution to censure the...
What does censure mean anyway?
Basically to have him removed.
Okay, censure. That's such a big word for people. C-E-N-S-U-R-E means removed. Censure. Okay, great. So they are voting to have him removed from council. And the people that I would think that would stand up and say, yeah, let's censure him, or not censure or censor, but remove him. Yeah. Voted against him or didn't vote at all. One of the older people I want to point out is your girl, Nazara, who often says, I stand for Black women and I stand for women. And I just want you to know that as a person of Blackness and a woman, that's a woman that I do not trust. And this is why I always say, skin folk ain't always kinfolk. And when we talk about political justice, go with the people that have analysis and whose objective is to stand with those who are most vulnerable. And she ain't one of them. And sis, I've already cussed you all out before when you called my phone talking about, girl, let me support you. Tell me why you laundered the money when Cap Times wrote that
wait, girl, what?
Violent article about urban trash. Girl, I ripped her a new booty hole from left to right. What? And talking about, I am your Black sister. Black where? Huh? On the bottom of your feet? So anyway, moving on. In that same conversation.
No, let's not move on. Because by her and Latimer, what's her first name again? That's your friend.
Who?
Latimer Burris is one of the older.
It's Caroline? Carol?
No.
Let me look farther up in the...
Anyways, the fact that those two abstain from voting, they're hiding.
Yeah.
And that is a vote. Because if you're not going to say yes or no...
To decide is to decide. To not to decide is to decide.
Because you're basically saying, I'm too scared to put my stance out
or
there.
Or I actually am supporting him, but I'm too scared to say it out loud. Yep.
Or I don't want to support, but I'm too scared to say it for the other people. Like, you're not standing for anybody. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And a Black woman and... I guess Nazra considered Black?
She say she Black girl, but she. I'm
just
gonna leave it there.
Two women of color.
Mm-hmm. But not even
sat
that.
Sat there in the meeting that went until 12:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. and heard Michelle had to go up and relive her trauma in front of him with Charles right there, 20 feet away, had to relive what happened.
To convince
you. And then you have Gloria stuff, and then you still gonna say, oh, but I still support him. Like, it's all a lie.
That's why you know.
And it's a political assassination. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what?
What? And then the Black man, Isidore Knox. But you know, Isidore Knox, he sits on the Common Council too, but he always vote anything other than Black. I don't care if it's like, let's give Black children food. He'd be like, no way, let's keep it to the white elders. Like, he's weird in that fashion. But he's also another person in that article who basically said, this is assassination of his character. What? So forget what all the women are saying. Forget all the facts and the documentation of the abuse and the evidence. Over 7 women or whatever came forward, and you still saying that it's an assassination of his character. And then also, let's get on your girl, Barbara McKinney, who sits on the city council.
Yeah, what did she say, Luke?
Girl, she said it was genocide. That the way that people were treating him was very similar to what'd she say?
She said that the censure supporters convicted Mandazi and that the censure was outside of what should be considered.
But she also said it was like genocide or something, Genesis, or she compared it
not
to
not even close.
Inquisition is what one of the Isidore Knox, Alder Knox, was referring to it as a political assassination and an inquisition.
Y'all, so this is the problem with Madison. And this is why I tell y'all, people are like, we need representation. No, what we need is people in positions of influence and power who, one, are going to stand always with the most vulnerable in the room, right? Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. Your girl, Brandy Grayson.
April Kigaya.
My co-host. Okay. And we're talking about the bull crap with our city council, Madison, Wisconsin. And the thing is, y'all, I believe in representation, but I also believe in education. All right. And a proper analysis. And too often in Madison, people are so more concerned with how they look and pleasing and placating to whiteness and patriarchy and misogyny that they fail to stand up for the truth and justice and equity. So to all of y'all, We see you, my dog. And another thing, to the people...
Well, hold on to that point, though. Because you could also be, speaking of representation, you could also be Black, but have a very close proximity to whiteness.
That part.
And not even operate or be in Black spaces.
That part.
So you don't represent Black folks.
That part.
So, like you said, Rebecca... would have been a better person to represent that community because she actually worked in the community.
And she's white.
Yeah, right. And she's but that's my point. It doesn't matter. You could be white or Black. It's about what you do and your values.
And your analysis.
Yeah.
And who you stand for. I stand for all people who are the most vulnerable, who falls in that intersection in the conversation, right? And sometimes the people aren't actually Black people. Maybe we're having the conversation about trans people and they should be centered in that conversation. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, you have to have the proper analysis to always stand shoulder to shoulder with the folks who are the most impacted. And the conversation around Charles, the most impacted is women, and especially abused women, folks who, and most women are abused or who have experienced domestic violence. It is sickening that our city council and folks that I would think would stand up for the most vulnerable were unable to do that and to do their job. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Again, big ups to all the women who came forth. You are brave. We appreciate you. We stand with you, right? And I can't say what I want because Luke gonna get mad, but and we're just gonna transition to another conversation, okay, you guys? But read the articles from Tone Madison. Read the articles on Madison 365. Look up the information; it's out there. Okay.
If you're listening to the podcast right now, I will be linking the Tone Madison piece to the podcast.
All right, thanks, Luke. Now moving on, let's talk about some more tea in our neighborhood. Oh, before we do that, have you guys heard about the oil spill in Jefferson County? There was 70,000 gallons of oil spilt in the land by, what is the name of the corporation? Ugh, I was reading it and can't freak. I messed it up. But anyway,
I believe it's Enbridge.
Enbridge. Yeah, and there was a valve that broke that had been leaking for years. So this particular pipe was made and built in 1973. So it's over 50-something years. So first of all, it wasn't getting the proper maintenance. And then after it started leaking, they did nothing. And now we have 70,000 gallons of oil in our land.
And they knew it was leaking?
And they knew it was leaking. That's the crazy part about it. Jeez. But again, money in our community buys like the ability to destroy our land, destroy everything. It's just capitalism. Like if you have money, you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever.
You can harm children. You can harm women. If you hold political influence, we will give you a pass. That's what society keeps saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did vote for Trump and now y'all gonna suffer in about a year or two, but that's a whole nother conversation. Anything you want to add about that, April?
No, I want to talk about the school situation.
Okay, yeah, let's move on then. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson.
April Kigaya.
So there has been a proposal, you guys, to start a new charter school in the Madison area. This week, there was a community engagement section held. I was in attendance. April Kigaya was in attendance. Dana Pellebaum was in attendance. Oscar Morales was in attendance. Corinda, all these people are community folks. Kaleem Care, he is the founder and CEO of One City, another charter school. We also had the ED, Executive Director of River Food Pantry. She was there. Mm-hmm. There's a couple teachers there. My girl Christina from Maidem was there, the ED of Maidem, Black woman. Rose Thompson was there. Mm-hmm. She is the founder of Black Girls Magic. Yep. And there was a whole bunch of college students there. And then Clyde Brian was there, our other co-host that did not show today. He was there. And then Michael Johnson was there, CEO of Boys and Girls Club. So there was a room full of people, right? And I was invited into this space by one of the facilitators and organizers, LaTanya, someone who I love. That's the person that we were talking about her wedding a couple weeks ago and how spectacular it was. Like, girl, it was Black excellence and Black brilliance all over Madison. So she reached out and invited me, and I asked her twice, are you sure you want me there? Because that's the question I always ask. Like, do you know who I am? Right? So I am Brandi Grayson, the Black woman who will always show up centering the needs, voices of those who are most vulnerable, right? So it's really hard for me to be in spaces and not speak my mind. So that's why I was like, are you sure, girl? Because
like, do you know what you asking for? Because Brandi was there, Clyde was there, Michael Johnson was there. Mm-hmm. Like, just those three together?
Yeah, probably not a good look. So
probably not a...
First, I want to frame this with the understanding that I respect Michael Johnson, right? Because I feel like yesterday there was, the other day or whatever, there was some feelings about me. So this is the thing you have to understand about Brandi Grayson. I will always speak my mind. The truth that I speak is not for the purpose or intention of division. It is the truth. It's how I experience. It is my perspective based off my experience as a leader in the community. And guess what? A hell of a one. I'm a really good leader. I do what I do and I deliver on our words and I always center the people that we aim to serve, which is Black people and families. So this is it. I go to this section, right? This community section was supposed to be a community engagement section. The
engagement and feedback.
And feedback. Tell me what your definition of that is, April Kageo.
So for me, so first of all, I was invited by Dana Pelabon. I didn't even know it was a feedback session. I thought we were going to hear about this proposal for this potential school in conjunction with the McKenzie's and the Boys and Girls Club. Because Michael Johnson was the center of it. When we got there and I saw that it had feedback on the form, I was like, okay, so to me that means...
You're coming to listen.
You're coming... They're coming to listen to us.
Right.
Because it was mainly Black leaders in the room. They clearly want us as the audience. They want to know what we think about this proposal. Very soon, it was evident that they had already put in a proposal to MMSD. So it was so confusing because it's like, you want us here to talk about something that, number one, you already decided. Number two, and maybe this would have happened differently, because I know at the beginning it was not organized. There was no introductions, there was no whatever. And that's one thing when you interrupt and you were like, well, first of all,
who are you?
John, who are you? Like, you're talking, you're giving us your backstory. We don't even know who you are. So there might have been a PowerPoint with what the school is, but I left at not knowing anything about this school other than what they said was they want to center Black children. Other than that, what are the grades? And when is it starting? What is the proposal? How are you doing outreach? Where is it located? Like, zero about that. But they wanted to get our feedback. And then as we started to give feedback...
Oh, he was bothered.
Oh, my goodness.
This white man was bothered. So
he was so defensive.
He was so defensive. So let's talk about this. John McKenzie and his wife are millionaires. They own most of the Boys and Girls Club, right? So they donate to everything. Their name is on everything. Mike and the McKenzies are best friends. They vacation together. They're cool like that, right? And I understand that he has relationships with a couple Black people. Because, you know, when white people get Black friends, they name them in all conversations for credibility and legitimacy. So the conversation started at 3 o'clock, right? And at 3:45, this is when I could not take it. If you know anything about me, Brandi Grayson, I have a hard time being in the space listening to bull crap and anti-Blackness. So he starts off talking, no introduction. We have no like understanding of why we're here. And he starts talking about him and all who, like, not his name, not what how he made his money, but all the great things he's done as a white man with his money, right? And all the accolades that him and Michael Johnson has accomplished. We raised $31 million for this. We've done this with money. We're going to raise this kind of money. We're going to do this. And, you know, we're national for this. And then he starts giving us data on Black children and then
about
starts
how poor they are in our community.
What? And then start telling us how poor Black children is and what Black children need. And, you know, one of the things they need is internships, and that's what we're going to be working on.
And the trades. And I'm like, you're speaking to Black mothers, number one.
Oh, girl, you're speaking to the choir.
Like, what?
What are you talking about right now? Read the room, John. And that's just what I raised my hand and said, read the room, dude. Like, this is not how you engage Black community. This is not, you don't start off talking about how awesome you are as a white rich dude with privilege and how sad you were to see these poor Black people and children suffer. I thought I was watching a Haiti thing, a special on animals. You know how they'd be like, the poor little dog, please donate
for $9.45 a month. Yeah. You too could be a sponsor.
What? No. I was so offended, y'all. So more when we come back on 92.7 FM Black Conversion Show. What we're talking about is this new charter school proposal. We only got a few more minutes, but I got to tell you a little bit more tea when we return. Your girl Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest, and the girl, it was just so much anti-Blackness and unawareness in this space. And now you mad at me and offended? Let's talk about it when we return.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Like I'm in one of the movies with the people to be like, right. Thank you for listening to the Black Conversion Show. We are back on 92.7 FM. Your girl, Brandi Grayson.
Yeah.
All right, prior to the break, we were talking about the BS with this school system. Not this school system, this proposal for a charter school in Madison, Wisconsin. Now, our experience is based on our interactions with the sponsors and the funders of the school and the proposed funders, which is the McKinseys.
And how they reacted to us. The yes. whole point was yes. you wanted us to oh, give you feedback.
Yes.
We started to give feedback and suggestions.
Ooh,
there were
baby.
Very experienced people in the room who, for one, Kaleem has run a charter school. He's gone through the process with MMSD. He might know a
he
thing or two.
He is the template.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Dr. Christina was also giving feedback. And then it's like, as soon as those things started to happen.
He was mad.
So defensive.
His
so,
whiteness.
And started shutting people
what?
Down. And it's like, can you not listen to us and hear us without having to respond?
His whiteness was all over the place. He got in his chest. He was so offended by people responding by saying, hey, we need you to listen. We need you to show up differently. We need you to understand who you're speaking with. And you know what he said? My life has been enriched by the black people I've been around. Michael Johnson.
Hey,
and
I hang out
Marinoff.
With Corey now.
Yeah, he did. I hang out with Corey now. I
okay.
said, ooh. And what did I say, April? What did I say? I said, yeah, black people have the tendency of enriching your life when you're around them. Like, what is you talking about right now, white man?
But not only that, like, that is racist in and of itself. You're going to name two black men? And that's an, oh, I got two black friends.
It
okay,
was,
but how about the black mothers and the other people in the room who actually live this day to day, who raise
and
children,
do the work.
Who have gone through the school
yes.
systems ourselves.
Yes.
Like, we might be the ones that you need to actually listen to.
And I was so bothered, y'all. It felt like, and then just for reference, so I did make a post on my Facebook. Please visit me at Facebook, Brandi Grayson.
Oh, my gosh.
I did make a post and say, like, I felt like people in Matt and people, the energy I felt in that room was everybody was soft, like, real gentle with this white dude. Like, okay, like, people wasn't even aggressive. I was the antagonist. Like, it was me.
But you always are, Brandi.
I am. Thank you very much. That is
you
a role I love to play. But I was the antagonist, right? And everyone else was gently holding his hand. And he was so offended, so bothered. And people just tiptoeing around him. And that's the piece that bothered me the most. Not white people being white people. White people are white peopling all the time, especially when they don't have enough experience with black people and black culture and social justice and equity, or haven't taken the time to educate themselves or build the analysis. I get that. I can handle it. But what infuriated me the most is how we held space for it. But then we turn around and drag someone like Gloria Reyes for coming
right.
forth for it
right.
Because of her abuse. You see how we choose people and pick and choose how we show up and how we put out our chest and put our shoulders back? We get real loud when you want to drag women or other black people, but let a white man sit in front of you who can write a check. Oh my goodness, you bowing your head. Yes, master. I know that's sad, master. We didn't mean to offend you, master. What can we do for you? That's what I felt in that space.
And that master comment, like we talked about yesterday, was not directed to one particular person.
No, not at all.
However,
not at all.
On your Facebook post, you wrote what you said,
mm-hmm.
and then Michael Johnson made a post, and at the end of his post, he said, I am no one's master. So he internalized that
yes.
and just assumed you were talking about him, but you were not. You were
not.
Talking about the culture
yes.
and the climate of what was happening in that space.
Right, and how we too often placate to whiteness and money. So I just want to say, I hope and I pray that if this charter school go forth, is that they turn out and they do better. They hear the words that were being said and stop being offended. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable, because
yep.
that's what it means to do the real work. As someone who does the work in my community, people have to check me all the time. They always have to be my mirror. My staff check me. My friend checks me. And it's uncomfortable when you have to look at yourself. But that is a requirement of doing the work in vulnerable communities. When people check me about my own homophobia or my own misunderstanding of trans and gender and all of that stuff, I couldn't sit back and get offended. I had to listen, and I had to listen with, you know, open ears, and then go back and do the processing and educating myself. So to all the folks who desire to push this charter school forward, that is what we're saying to you. Don't get mad. Don't talk about it's divisive because people have feelings and because white people showed up white peopling without the cultural competence or the analysis of how white supremacy and power dynamics are always active. Don't get defended by it. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. We are discussing this proposal for a new charter school led by the McKinsey. Most of the board is white. Am I wrong?
You're right. But the other thing I wanted to say, too, was it was very frustrating that they kept saying this is for black children,
mm-hmm.
but they're not allowing the black people.
Black mothers.
specifically Black mothers mm-hmm. who have experience raising these said Black children who that you want to support.
The Black children.
Have raised and raised.
Yeah.
Because Brandy and I both have raised kids who have gone through the MMSD.
Absolutely.
And I currently have kids still in MMSD. Like, and Brandy and I went through MMSD. Mm-hmm. Like, you would think that you would at least heed at least a little bit of what we're saying. And so the fact that white people are coming to say, hey, we're building this for your people, mm-hmm. but oh yeah, no, but we don't really want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
Oh, but then when you do talk, well, I'm gonna get offensive to it.
Yeah.
Like, it's our experience.
Yeah.
You can't get mad at our experience.
Yeah, and you can't accuse the folks who are showing up to engage in the conversation as being divisive. That's divisive in nature, right? If folks show up and say, hey, Urban Trash, we need you to do this differently and better, we listen, right? Unless it's rooted in racism or the harm of our vulnerable population. But y'all, we have to do better. We have to do better at holding our white counterparts accountable. And then someone said, hey, we always running people away who want to help us. Come on now. Just because they're coming with the
with
bag
the
and the money don't mean they get not to be held accountable.
Money's
you have to know what you are aiming to do. What is the objectives of these schools? How are you going to meet said objectives? And when you came to do engagement with Black people, I said the most easiest thing, let me teach y'all something real quick for my listeners and folks who want to do community engagement, because that's kind of what we do for a living, or what I do for a living, and how we got to be so successful as a Black-led organization. Let me give you one tip that can be very helpful for anyone who wants to lead or facilitate a conversation with people known as Black. Use the POP method, okay? P-O-P. You always want to start with your purpose. Then you want to start with the outcomes. What is the outcome of this engagement session? And then you want to identify the process that you're going to use to do it. And then the next thing you want to do is make sure you're centering the people that you're engaging so that everybody get an opportunity to interact. Everybody gets an opportunity to provide their thoughts and to be seen and heard. Because again, that is a requirement and a need of all humans, but especially those who are most disenfranchised and those who are most impacted by racism. All right. Any last thoughts, April?
Jeez. I walked away from that like, what the heck is going on?
What is this?
And also, literally, what is this school?
What
because
is this?
We still didn't even get any
There's
information.
There's no answer.
There was no information.
Mm-mm.
And then I later learned that they had already submitted the proposal to MMSD. So it's like, so you already knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
So why are you bringing us into this
space? Yeah, you wasted my time.
Right. It's like false pretense.
Yeah.
Like, be honest with us. Yep. And that's the other thing. I feel like there was a lack of honesty and a lack of transparency.
Yeah, in the whole process. So like, get better, do better, center Black people, center Black voices, and stop pretending. How you gonna have a board with no Black people, no family, nobody telling you what we actually need in our community? And invest in one city. Don't start another charter
right.
school. This one is already underfunded. Again, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl Brandy Grayson and my co-host
April Kikea.
Until next week, y'all. Hopefully by then we'll have more time. Peace, love, and hair grease.
The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.